like to inform all participants that the call is now being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you. You may begin.
Okay, thank you. Everyone, welcome to the biweekly call of the PPSC. Glenn, if you could start out with a roll call.
Certainly, Jeff. We have on the call Avery Doria, Jeff Newman, Alan Greenberg, J. Scott Evans, Konstantinos Komatis, Tim Ruiz, Greg Roos, and for staff we have Liz Gasper, Ken Bauer, I believe Rob and Margie are all together too?
Yes, that's right.
And myself, Glenn. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay.
Have I missed anybody? Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Glenn. And again, I'll apologize for people listening to this. If anyone listens afterwards, I have a cold, so if you can't understand me, just let me know, and I'll try to repeat it. Liz sent around an agenda for this call yesterday, and on the agenda is first an update on volunteers for the work teams, people that have expressed interest. Then we'll talk about the we'll talk about the work team charters and the PDP, the working group team charter and the PDP team charter. And then we'll start a discussion on the work team rules with the understanding that I'm sure that work will continue till at least the next call. And then what I'd like to do is decide on, I sent around an email, I guess it was about a week ago, on designating interim chairs until these groups are fully constituted so we can get some work started. Does anybody have anything else to add to the agenda? Okay, hearing stunning silence, I'll assume that this is the agenda. Of course, if anything comes up, then we can always add it on later. So, Glenn, I think you have the most updated list of volunteers for the different work teams.
Yes.
I think they've been sent around council, but have they been sent around to the PPSC?
No, and what I am doing right at this moment is getting people subscribed to lists and getting the lists up to date. So if you could bear with me for about till tomorrow, I'll get you out all the lists. But we are getting a good number of people coming in and joining.
And one of the things I've noticed from the I saw the list, I guess it was last week, is I noticed that there was overlap between people that have served on multiple different work teams. And I'm not sure there was overlap between the working group team and the PDP team, but I noticed that there was overlap between some of our teams and some of the OSC teams. And I wanted to kind of throw it out there to people I think this may be an issue, especially because there's so much work to be done in such a short period of time. I don't want to blanket set a rule that we shouldn't have people on multiple teams, although that was kind of the goal, to spread out the work. Anyone have any thoughts on that?
This is Dick Scott. I mean, the reality is that it is problematic because you're not going to do the same amount of work on one or the other of the teams. But again, I think we would find it very difficult to have a hard and fast rule. I mean, I think Avery has pointed out on numerous occasions that in her experience as chair of the GNSO, working groups tend to be fairly flushed out with membership, and then there's a kernel of a small cadre of worker bees, and then every once in a while there might be more conversation and comments. So I just think that that's the way it is in any volunteer organization, and it's difficult to cull through that. You know, you can always make that a suggestion, as we have, but I don't know, unless you find them to be obtrusive or not turning in assignments that they volunteered to do and is putting the work behind, that you have anything you can do. I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's Alan here. I'm not sure we want to stop it. I know I and others often will volunteer to be on a committee just to get the mailing lists and to have an opportunity to comment should I see something that I think is really, really wrong, but not joining with the intent of being one of the active members. And I don't find anything wrong with that.
So, Jeff, it's Liz.
If I do it, I don't find anything wrong with it, but...
Okay, Liz, yeah?
I'm not seeing a lot of overlap, actually. I'm seeing a couple. What I'm seeing more is not enough people populating the three OSD teams overall, that generally we have more people on the working groups team and the PDP team, and that actually the teams that just seem light are the... constituency outreach team, the communications team, and the council operations team. So I think, one thing is just to really encourage everyone to go back to their constituencies and try to get people who have particular interest and expertise, particularly on those three other teams, so that we can populate as many people as possible.
Sorry, Liz, this is Glenn. Actually, those teams are being populated.
Oh, good. Well, maybe it would help for you to give an update on
this. Yes, I'll get the list to you as soon as possible.
But even just give the total numbers for each team to this group, and then we can read the names if that's useful for the, concentrating on the PPS.
Well, actually, I can read the names to you right now if that will help anybody.
Yeah, why don't you do that just so people can hear.
Okay. The constituency operations team, for example, we have got Olga Cavelli as interim chair. Then we have subscribed to it Zahid Jamil. We have a Dr. Sharam Subutipur.
Actually, Glenn, do you want to just go over the ones, the working group, just the PPSC working team? I think it's helpful.
Okay. Okay, yes. just the working group teams are the PDP and the WG.
Right.
Okay. The PDP team. We have got Mike Rodenbach, Jeff Newman, Alan Greenberg, Avery Doria, J. Scott Evans, Greg Ruth, Tony Harris, Gabriel Pinheiro from Argentina, Liz Williams, Sophia Beckley, James Bladell, Paul Diaz, David Maher, Marilyn Cade, and Spiznek Lubel. Spiznek Lubel is IPC. I think the only... Yes, we've got ISP. We seem to have all the constituencies on there.
That's PDP?
That's the PDP, yes.
No, I was on there.
Yes, you were on there. Didn't I call your name, yes?
Yeah, I didn't think I was. I thought I was on
the... Well, remember, J. Scott, you and I are on the mailing list.
That's right. Yes, you were
on
yourself.
The mailing list, but I apologize.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the working group model team is, again, J. Scott Evans, Avery, Constantinus, Tim Ruiz, Zahid Jamil, Jeff Newman, Mike O'Connor, Alexei Sozonov. He is actually a registrar, and he has been occasionally... involved in ICANN activities. Subaya, who I think many of you might know from the IDN working groups. Zach Brandstetter, who is completely new to me from Australia. Caroline Greer. Amadoz from .cat. And Ilya Bazalyanukov from Bulgaria. And all of them, I think, except for Zach Brandstetter, have at some time or another been at an ICANN meeting or, are known people.
Now, Jeff and Glenn, have any of these people that have expressed interest been sent the form?
For the for the statement of interest?
Yes.
All of them.
Okay.
Glenn, Cheryl should have been on that list also.
On which one? On the working group model?
Yeah.
Okay, that's no problem. I'll put her on there. Now, there was one question that I did have before I sent that out actually on the list, because it might be a good thing to send it out on the list too, was whether this form has been officially confirmed.
I think that's on the agenda for today.
Okay. So, that's all that I have to say.
Okay. So it sounds like it's almost all constituency members, a couple ALAC members, but other than that, we're really not getting people from the community in general. Which is okay, it's just,
Jeff, it sounds to me like a lot of those names I haven't heard before, at least on the working group, except for a few.
Yes, exactly.
While they very well may be identified with the constituency.
One, two, three, four, five, six people here that, aren't usual working group people or
right.
constituency people.
Okay.
I mean, it may be modest, but, gee, this is the first time we've done this, and honest may be all we can hope for.
Yep. Okay, and did we say in the notice how long we're soliciting volunteers for? There's really no end date, correct?
That's right. But other than the renewal date for, I guess if the committee's not renewed in a year, then its work teams probably aren't. But, yeah, no, it doesn't seem to be bounded.
Okay. So one of the questions I had to throw out to the group is, we have to finalize the charters for the work teams, but at some point the work should actually start. And I don't know, has the OSC thought of a path forward? Have the interim chairs of those work teams started the work, Liz,
So it happens that we have the OSC staff person here with us, Rob Hogarth, who can report on that firsthand.
Jeff, the answer to that is no. They've all been assigned, and, they've done some personal planning on it, but it hasn't moved beyond that. I think based on some of the deliberations of the committee, the thought was they wanted to see how many folks were signing up and to get some momentum going before they did that.
And, Rob, also, can you answer the question about are they having their work teams actually finalize the charters, or is the OSC going to finalize the charters for the work teams?
The discussion to date has anticipated that the work teams would review the draft charters prepared for them, and then they would finalize them.
Just as we're doing ours and passing it back to the GNSO.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because the work teams obviously don't have to get approval at the council level, mm-hmm. but there will be that coordination with the steering committee, and you guys may have done this, and I just haven't observed it, but the OSC charter was modified from the original version to incorporate the chairs of each work team in the committee itself, so there'd be some fluid communications in that regard.
And the way we handled it in the PPSC was instead to say that the work team chairs needed to be members of the PPSC. So just a similar... slightly different way of handling the similar issue.
Right. So just an update for those that maybe missed the emails. So we finalized the PPSC charter, and as far as I know, and maybe Tim could correct me, I think, Tim, you submitted it as a formal motion now to the GNSO?
Yes, I did. So hopefully I wasn't jumping the gun, but I thought that was the next step.
I think we need a second, though, on that, right?
Yeah, we need a second, but that's not quite as critical, and I do have it in the motion list. So, good if another council member seconded it. I would prefer it wasn't me, just because I like to avoid making and seconding motions unless they're, formal procedural.
Well, Tim had... I put the motion forward, and who else is on the council from this group, aside from Audrey?
Mike Lodenbaugh, Greg Ruth, and Aubrey and myself, and I don't know if I've missed any. Oh, Tony Harris, alternate.
Alan, are you allowed to second motions, or?
No, I'm not.
But it doesn't have to be someone from this group, does it?
No.
So it can be any counselor.
Any counselor.
Austin, I'll reach out to one of our counselors and see if I get someone to review the motion.
Or Greg's on the call now, if he could just give a reply.
Can I just do this verbally?
Yeah, if you tell me, I'll put it in.
There you go.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay, I will add it to the motion.
Okay, so that part should be taken care of at the next council meeting, which is next week. So assuming that they don't have any other questions, well, even if they do, I think we're going to proceed as if it's going to be approved. The next thing is to focus on the work team charters. And revised ones have been put up on the wiki to reflect the discussions that we had 2 weeks ago. So I encourage everyone to, let me ask, does anyone have any comments on those during this call?
It's Liz. I should just explain that I did make significant changes to what was posted previously, basically taking the gist of the conversation last week, or 2 weeks ago, which was we want to make absolutely sure these track with what the board instructions or recommendations were, and there was a couple of questions about wanting to change language that was basically extracted right from the set of recommendations. So what's up there now is my effort to encapsulate everything that's in the board report on PDP for the PDP team and working group charter for the working group team. That's what's on the wiki now. So I just want to explain that was done because there was some question a couple weeks ago about where each item on the list came from.
Right. I think we had you and I had summarized them, but now I think you've put more the words that were actually used.
That's right. I tried to include sort of all the recommendations to the degree possible, or most of the recommendations with references.
So the actual charter is, so I'm looking at the PDP team one, and I still need, and Glenn's on the call. Glenn, I still, for whatever reason, can't edit this wiki site.
Jeff, I'll put you on again. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I can edit the PPSC one, but I can't edit the team ones.
Yeah,
okay.
I found the same thing when I tried to put up, this is Jay Scott, when I tried to post those working group team charter. I couldn't do it on the working group team sub-wiki site. I could do it on the PPSC site, but I couldn't do it. It didn't give me the option, even signed.
Right. Yeah,
okay,
same thing with me.
To that, Jeff.
Okay, so the charter is actually, if you go onto the wiki, it's the ones we discussed for the charter is really Roman numerals 1 and 2.
Are we on PP?
The PDP page, the PDP team page.
That's where I need to be. Thank you.
So there's the charters really 1 and 2, Roman numerals 1 and 2. Then Liz added a link to the most recent work team rules, which will be updated, I'm sure, over the next 2 weeks. You left in, Liz, number 4, which is the potential initial action steps.
Now, that is not related to the charter. That was old ideas that we had about kind of what might need to be done as part of this effort. So it's just there for reference if it's useful, and I can delete it if it's not.
Yeah, I think at this point we probably should take out 4 and 5. Well, maybe we can leave 5 in. It's the calendar and timetable.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
And then if we have interim chairs, then we might want to put those on there as well, along with the actual people that have volunteered.
Okay, I'll take care of that too.
So, does anybody else have, since we're on the PDP team, does anybody, I'm not sure if people have actually read it yet, but what I'd like to do is I'd like to give, you know, about a week to put, to post questions on the, if anyone's got any questions to take about the next 7 days to post those on the list. And if there aren't any significant questions, you know, other than like little typos and things, then maybe if everyone's good with it, potentially we could do a consensus call, at least on these initial charters, with the understanding that the work teams would also have a crack at this after they were formed.
Can I ask a question, now that I remember, about consensus calls?
Sure.
Okay, when you did the last consensus call, you asked for everyone to say yay. And I'm wondering, did we decide intentionally that everyone had to make a positive assertion of support as opposed to it being adequate to do a consensus call where no one indicates opposition? Because the two are almost the same, yet they're slightly different. And so I just wanted to make sure when you talked about consensus calls, if we had made, because then it really looks like we're looking for a unanimous vote as opposed to looking for consensus, which means no one was inspired to object. And I just wanted to bring up that question, and when we talked about doing another consensus call, I wanted to ask that.
It's Alan here. I don't have the right to participate in the formal yes. On the other hand, I interpreted the question more wider than he may have worded it, so if I had had an objection, I would have raised it at that point. Other people would have also.
I'd like, if possible, to get all yeses and then deal with it if we don't.
Okay.
I mean, but that's my personal view. If people disagree, in this situation, we didn't have anyone say no, and we didn't have anyone not respond. Which was good. I mean, I'd rather operate that way if we can.
Okay.
That'd be cool. I didn't know we were being intentional, but if it's intentional, that's cool. Sorry.
So, Jeff, will you restate where you are?
Restate what my thoughts are?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So my thoughts are is to give people in the PPSC another 7 days to ask questions, raise comments about the two work team charters. Because
right.
I get the feeling that not everyone's read them on this call.
Jeff, can I ask you something? Are the people that are subscribed in the working group, can they post questions for the PDP and vice versa?
Can you post what type of, you mean questions on the charter or questions?
Yeah, on the charter. On the charter.
Sure. I mean, you could post.
All right.
Yeah, I'd like to give at least another week for people to do that. And then depending on the number of questions, the types of questions, possibly issue, if not the week after, certainly after the next call, to try to get to a position where we could do a consensus call on the work team charters. And again, with the understanding that the consensus call is only to pass the charters on to the work teams, who will then have another chance at revising it if they see fit. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be good to get the questions in, you know, within a week, so that if there are some good questions, that we have a week to prepare some answers or propose some alternate language or something to that effect. But Jay Scott, do you think that works too for the working group team?
Yes, and my only question would be, Jeff, would it be okay if we circulated it to the list for the particular team?
Yeah, I mean, it's a public document, so anyone could access it.
But I mean, I realize that, but if we circulate it on the list, at least those people who have expressed interest that Glenn seems to have already put on the will get it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an objection to that. I think, you know, the people that should raise it to the PPSC are PPSC members. So if Jay Scott, if you notice a question came up from someone who's not on the PPSC, if you could just make sure that the rest of the PPC is made aware of the question.
That's exactly what I'd done as sort of interim chair. I was going to circulate the working group list, tell them that there was going to be, if they had any questions, they had 7 days to get them to me so that I could pass them on to the PPSC, either in writing or on our next call.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and I think if everyone agrees, I'll do that as well with the PDP team.
I'm trying to get some engagement to see what kind of response I get.
Okay.
Sort of start moving the ball forward.
Okay, so Liz, you'll take down sections four. You'll take down section four of I guess it's both of them.
Yes, I will.
And then Jay Scott, that's a good idea. I'll do the same with the PDP team.
Okay. And Aubrey, if she takes down section four, I can still go in later and look at the previous version that would show the wording that was previously in Section 4, correct?
Correct.
Because I just would like to use that if I'm interim chair, or to point an interim the chair to that, that that would stimulate some discussion about where they want to move forward.
Yeah, you can look at all the previous revisions.
Thank you, Aubrey and Alan.
Okay, which brings us sorry, what was that?
You can even compare them to each other. It is really quite useful.
Thank you.
So that brings us to the next item, and Jay, I made a recommendation on the list, and I just wanted people to confirm that that was okay until the work teams were established, was that Jay Scott and I had volunteered to serve as the interim chairs of the two groups just until the work teams got together and could pick someone. The reason we did this is because we wanted, as Jay Scott said, we want to see things move forward. And so, you know, we just put our names forward. But I wanted to get, to, if anyone objects to that, let me know. We could choose other ones.
I think it's an excellent idea.
Okay.
Three.
Anyone else have any thoughts?
Jeff, should we put it out to, as a consensus call to the full group since we have such a small group this time?
Yeah, we could do that.
And just say this is the suggested way forward. If you have any, please come.
Yeah, what I can do is just take the one email I sent to the group last week and then just resend that with an additional note on the top saying, you know, we're putting this out for a consensus call. And just do it the same way I did the other one with the header consensus call.
You talking to Liz or me?
Both of you. Anyone. Everyone. So what I'll do by tomorrow is put that out.
If I can find it, I'll be glad to do it. I just got
I have it. I have it here. So I will either fill it out right after this call or first thing tomorrow.
Okay.
I think we jumped around a little bit on the agenda, but I thought it was better to just insert that part there since we had kind of mentioned it. So I think the next item on the agenda is the work team rules. And Liz has actually put the latest version on the wiki. And I know it's linked from the PDP team, and I'm assuming it's also linked from the working group team and probably the main PPSC page as well.
I think it's all three.
It is. There's a red line version.
The red line is what we're working
right
now, because I took the draft that the OSC did, updated it for show the PPSC acronym, also to show some suggested edits Tim made in both work team rules, for in both the OSC context and PPSC context, and made a couple changes to the suggested template for statements of interest that was suggested by ICANN Council.
Liz, can I make one suggestion?
Sure.
Can we place the word interim before work team rules? Because it seems that the working group team will eventually come up either confirming this or tweaking it, so everyone understands that this is interim until that group sort of comes forward with something.
Okay.
So I think that's a good suggestion. I know Mike Rodebach said that he had some comments on, or will have some comments on this, but just hasn't yet had the opportunity to put them out, and he said he's not on this call today. I don't know if anyone else on this call has any questions or further questions on the work team rules, but I'd kind of like to do the same thing as we're doing for the work team charters, is put this out there for a period of 7 days to see if we can get some questions that we can answer on the next call, if that makes sense.
I think that's a great idea.
The sooner we can kind of put this to rest, or at least interim, or put it to rest in the interim, the sooner we can move forward with the work. And the changes on the statements of interest are, it's just those changes that are in the draft now, Liz, the changing firms to entities that are stakeholders?
Yes.
Are we still on the work team rules?
Yes.
Can I ask a question when the queue gets to me?
There's not much of a queue, so yeah, absolutely. You can do that now.
Okay. In terms of looking at statements of interest, and this is a general question I've got, for many people end up with many of them, and I'm wondering, is there, and I know that I've often been bad and not submitted a new one and just sort of left my general statement as a general statement with no exceptions. And is there a way to do these so that, you know, and when I read through this one, it's really only the last point where it says, describe any arrangements or agreements between the participant and any other group constituent person regarding the participant selection as, you know, a PPSC WT member. But other than that, it's a very general case, and I'm just wondering, as people, you know, for example, the people that are on the council who participate in the PPSC, who then participate also in the work team, end up with three different ones, do we want that to be necessary? And also, we were talking before, while we have a guideline against participating in many, some people will, you know. Do they need a different one for each thing they do if they just sort of write a general blanket one that serves for them all?
Makes sense to me.
And
yeah.
Related to that, this is Tim, related to that, do the counselors, does their statement of interest on file with the council, the GNSO, does that suffice, or do they need a separate one for this, the team general?
I think when we talked about this, we talked about this a couple meetings ago, and it wasn't our intent to have everyone file a completely new one if they had already had ones on file, except to update what may be outdated. I think that's what we had discussed. This was maybe two or three meetings ago.
Right. That's what I kind of thought. But then we look at the work team rules, and it's sort of very specific, saying each will, without a statement saying for, you know, for people who have one on file, update it if necessary, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, I think that would be a helpful addition.
Now, when we came up with this, it was someone's request, but I'm trying to remember whose, maybe Mike's, that for all participants in this effort that these questions be answered. So it might be worth talking about with the broader group but it would definitely be awkward to have people with having to create multiple statements for multiple efforts. So one of the things that we also need to think about in a different context is statements of interest in general, because that was one of the issues on the in the GNSO improvements that I think was properly within the scope of the GNSO operations group to come up with a updated statement or enhanced, improved, new and improved statement of interest that would be more detailed. So I think on the table might be whether this or something like it should be adopted more broadly, but I don't at all want to presuppose the work of that group or anything.
I think this is good. I think if we add a sentence, sort of like Avery said, you know, if you already have one on file that addresses each of these questions, that may be.
You simply need to make sure it's current.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I ask what the intent is of the last item? Does that say that if you are representing the IP constituency, you should say that you are doing that, or does this have some other intent that I'm not seeing? To describe any arrangements or agreements.
Yeah, I think that's if you're with a constituency, but also if you're a consultant in your business to registrars, registries, to ICANN, you have to disclose it.
Yes, but it says regarding the participant's selection as a member, does that mean something that should be considered when deciding whether we should select them or that we need to know? If it's what you're saying, then it would be part of a normal statement of interest. If it is the explicit statement that I am here representing a constituency or a particular group, then that's not going to be part of a stock statement of interest.
So if you took out the word selection and put in something like service, then it would that make more sense to you, Alan?
I'm really just questioning what the intent was.
Well, the reality is you're self-selecting, right? You
self-volunteer.
Yeah. Serve. There's
well,
no selection process.
No, the constituencies may well have got together and decided that
okay,
person X will be speaking on behalf of the constituency.
Right. So, but I think what we want to know is not regarding your selection, but it's regarding your service as a member. So if you're there on behalf of a constituency or on behalf of an organization, or if you are a consultant who does work for an organization, we want to know that.
That's right. But in addition to that, we may want, as a separate statement, not necessarily contained in the statement of interest, whether you are there formally representing any group, just so we know when we do consensus calls and various other things that we know they're speaking not on behalf of themselves necessarily, but on behalf of, because somewhere else later on it says if you are speaking, you know, you have to make it clear whether you're speaking on behalf of yourself or a group.
Right.
So I'm just saying up front you should be saying which group is it you might be representing, which if we want to use stock statements of interest is not really part of the formal statement of interest. I'm not trying to complicate things. I just wanted to make sure I understood what it is we're asking.
Well, what I would suggest, because it's difficult to conceptualize, Alan, is that you put it, if you think that there's alternative wording or additional
okay.
point, that you put it in writing and circulate it to the group so that we can see it.
Okay. When I read it again, I'll see if it is then crystal clear or warrants something.
I'm having trouble focusing on the difference.
Yeah. The other thing I think we need is a sentence or something that requires people to keep it updated, which seems to be missing. So it's not only an initial statement of interest that people are submitting, but it's, you know, something, any development that happens that may change your
and
relationship.
And that's so after the last bullet point, because it basically refers to everything you put into the bullet.
Right.
Liz, do you want to try to draft something, or you want me to?
I mean, I can draft something that says, you know, I don't know, like participants are asked to update their statements of interest whenever their circumstances change.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that they're asked to, that they're required to.
Got it.
Yeah. So is there any other questions at this point on the work team rules, with the understanding that we all kind of need to go back and reread it and make sure we actually take advantage of the email list to post questions? Sorry about that. Okay, hearing silence again, I will we'll make that our an action item. Let me go back to the agenda, but I think we've pretty much covered what we're supposed to cover. So should we go over the action items? Liz,
can
do
I
go over? Sure. Is that Aubrey?
Yeah, can I ask a question? Maybe I don't need to. No, never mind. Okay, these work team rules would apply equally to both of the work teams. It's not specific in that respect.
Correct.
Okay.
But if the work teams meet and feel like there should be something unique to that work team, they are free to make that suggestion.
Yeah, hopefully if they do, that can be coordinated between them. Of course, I know one of the purposes is to get a general set of rules that will apply for all.
Oh, and that's
all working groups always, but yeah.
That's one thing we will consider, the working group team will consider that. But, I mean, you know, it's routinely done where you have a set of principles that serves as a floor. So at the
minimum,
you have to have this. But should you feel the, you know, need or desire or that it's required to have additional, that's not prevented.
Right, additional but not to change. For example,
that's right. You can't take away the basic.
If we want somebody to say, no appeal. Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay, so the action items that I have on Glenn is going to send around the most updated list of volunteers for the, even though she read it on the call, she'll send it around for all the work teams. The work group team charters will give everyone 7 days to post any additional questions that they have on the work team charters with the goal of answering those questions and doing a consensus call at the next meeting or shortly thereafter. The next meeting, for just to remind everyone, is we have it every other week, so it'll be in 2 weeks on Wednesday. The next action item is to review the work team rules again, a period of 7 days to post any questions with the goal of finalizing that for a consensus call on at the next meeting. And as with both the charters and the work team rules, they are on an interim basis until the work teams have a chance to look, especially with the charters, to look at the charters and see if they have any changes on those charters, and also if they want to add to the work team rules or make suggestions. To that end, Jay Scott, I don't know if you've already done it or will be, and I will be sending around to the work teams these drafts of the charters to see if there's any questions from people that aren't on the PPSC, and we'll forward to the PPSC any questions that we get. And on the fourth item with interim chairs, I'll put a consensus call out after this meeting or first thing tomorrow to nominate Jay Scott and myself for the interim chairs of the two groups.
And our next call is on the 4th?
I have to look at a calendar, but that's...
It's on the 4th.
It's the same time, same bat time, same bat number.
I would assume it's the same number, but same time.
Yes, it is.
All right. Super.
Also on the agenda, if we do finalize the charters and we finalize the work team rules, then we will also discuss whether we actually need a call every 2 weeks, and or alternatively reserve that time. Sorry about that. I don't know if that's my phone. Or reserve the time for the work teams individually to have calls, as opposed to the full steering committee. So we'll talk about that next time. Any other questions?
Hey, Jeff, this is Tim.
Sure.
just let you know now that I won't be able to make the call on the 4th. But I'll keep an eye out for the consensus call so I can respond to that.
Okay, good. Ed, you have an alternate, right?
Yes. Can't recall exactly who it is.
okay.
Sure. I'll see if he can phone.
Did the business constituency select an alternate? I can't, I'm not on the charter page, but did they?
Yeah, they had Zahid Jamil.
Yep.
Okay. All right, is there any other comments, questions? Hearing none, Liz, you good with everything?
I'm good.
All right.
Have a little chicken soup.
Oh, yeah, I need it. I'm exhausted. I got to get some sleep.
I'm telling you, I had it over Christmas, and it's next to tuberculosis. It's horrible. I hope you get better soon.
Yeah, I got to get on a flight in 2 days back, so that's going to be wonderful.
Good luck.
Thanks. All right, everyone. Have a good 2 weeks. I'll talk to you on the 4th.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, bye.